Right, it's just coming up to 11:31. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by writer and author, columnist Sylvia Ken. And Sylvia's contributed to national, regional magazines, online journals. She's also written over 11 books, I think it is now, and counting. The Woman Writer as well, which you can still pick up, and lots of other books. She's a prolific blogger, and there's over 2,000 articles linked to Facebook and Twitter. Besides all her own writing, she's also a guru for up-and-coming writers by offering support and publicity as well for their work. So, very good morning.
Oh, good morning. How can I follow that?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't get my words out. I nearly said your name wrong this morning.
Well, I'm very pleased you've got your voice, because last evening you whispered.
Yes, yes. It's come back slightly this week. It just went. I said I got in from work, went to say something. What's happened to me? It's just completely gone, and it started to warm back up again. I thought it might be an allergic reaction, but I hadn't actually eaten or touched anything, so I don't think it is.
But you're fine now. That's good.
Yes, yes. I'm fine. I'm raring to go. For my show today. Now, you're in with the... We just have to give a mention to the fantastic Natasha from the Chicken and Fruit Bookshop, who I mentioned on numerous occasions. She listens to the show. She's a great fan. Always has the radio on in the shop. And they do a great service for the people of Brentwood and Billericay. They've only been open, I think it's 3 years in October.
3 years. Anniversary coming up. And we talk perhaps a little about Natasha and Jim later.
Yep.
But for the moment, I think we ought to start off really with Book Club.
Yep, and it's
why I'm here.
Yep, Book Club. Every month Sylvia's here. If you've not tuned in before, then Sylvia's here. Every month the bookshop. Book Club. It's been going for 2.5, 3 years. Got people listening all over the world.
On the radio, but in Billericay Library, I think we're 15 years.
Wow.
So I've been there from the start. Read, well, hundreds of books, I suppose. I'm not as prolific as some of my fellow readers because I have lots of other things
to do. You don't have the time. You're flying about all over the place.
Read on trains, read here and there, you know, when I get a chance.
Do you like audiobooks?
I do. I can iron.
You can iron an audiobook. That's very dangerous.
I can iron and listen at the same time.
Yep.
And, you know, I can listen and cook. And as you know, I love cooking.
Yep. And I've got some lovely chutney, but I can't. This is a bit of a temptation. She said, here's some tomato chutney, but don't open it for a month. I'll try my best.
You know, I also make wine, but it's a mistake to try too soon because it's... Give it a month or so, or give the wines a few months, and they change completely. They really do. So you have to be a bit patient when you do home cooking.
I thought you were going to bring out a book soon. I know you've been asked to maybe
commissioned
to do your preserves and jam.
And really exotic things.
Are you going to be doing that?
I promised my husband 10 books, and that was it.
Oh.
And the others really are contributions to... other people's books, because we're in a huge family in Essex of writers and publishers and even agents. They all come to our Brentwood Writers Circle, by the way, and we've got a smashing day coming up on Saturday, October the 3rd. And a lovely lady called Karen Bowman. She's been on your programme about 2 years ago.
Yep.
And she comes dressed as a Tudor lady. And she's got a new book out. She'll tell you all about that soon. But, she's going to be at Brentwood, at the Ursuline, on the 3rd of October at 2:30.
And the new book's called Corsets.
It's something to do with underwear. Mm. So if you don't know about cod pieces... you're going to learn. That's for men, by the way. Cod pieces.
Yes.
For men. And Henry VIII and all those. Yeah. All that padding they used to put. They didn't put socks down there. They put on a cod piece.
Mm.
And it's amusing but clever. She's a very clever writer. So, and very, very, how can I put, she looks like a Tudor lady.
Mm.
It's not just the velvet and the little cap and all the beautiful clothes. She's just got this lovely air about her. And I think, you know, we did lots of pictures once, didn't we? Put them all on the web.
Oh, they'll still be there. Now, Billericay Reading Readers Group, which is... what are you currently reading? Because there's lots of groups. How many groups is there in Essex altogether?
650.
There we go.
650. But we're one of the longest-standing ones. And we've got a lovely group of mainly ladies. Now and again, a chap comes along, but I think we frighten them off. But I was still reading Miranda Road last time I came in, and that's by a wonderful local writer, Heather Hayes, and Malcolm's been in. They came in together about 4 years ago, do you remember? And they write books about travel, city pick, fabulous books. But this one I really, really enjoyed, by Heather, and read it every single word, and I've done some reviews on the web and on my blogs, because I do blogging, as you know, and I'm up to 203,000. So, yeah, it's good.
And give a shout out for Blogspot.
Blogspot, yes. What is it now? www.sylviakent.blogspot.com. And
that's right. I'm just testing you, actually. Yeah, that you are correct. .co.uk, in fact.
I'm not with it today, because all this business on the road, it took us time to get through.
Did you take the little
went
sneaky
your route? Yes.
Did it work?
But
okay.
Nevertheless, everything was coming towards us as well.
Oh, I know it. That I went down Hall Lane for the first time yesterday, and I was petrified. I've never seen so many people drive towards that road. It's really dangerous.
And it's wiggly, little wiggly lanes, and you have to be really on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit scary. But we got here, didn't we? And Billericay readers are still going. I gather all the writers, you know, the Brentwood readers groups are going well. I think that they have them in private houses, they have them in libraries, they have them in all over the place. And I think that's a wonderful way of making friends. Because the thing is, we're looking at loneliness now. Mm. The journalists, you'll find that in the national press, they're trying to get over this awful thing of people not knowing anyone or being too shy. And that's silly, because there's loads of people that would love to be friends with you. Mm. And reading and writing are the two best topics, really, to expand your friendship, you know, with people. Mm. So I just love it.
And we have to say this month as well, because I haven't seen this week's copy of the Brentwood Gazette, but you're in there and you're on page 31, and so is Phoenix FM, but it's got author signed books at library, meet and greet, fans of local history were able to chat to the experts. So tell us all about that. You're in the paper with Leslie Bartram from the Cater Museum in Billericay.
Yes, he's chairman of the Cater Museums network, and he came along and helped me sell some of the books from the museum. We've got some wonderful books. That one there, you notice, is a beautiful book. It was just a fiver, and we sold some there, and of my new book, of course. Silly, I must mention that. Barking and Dagenham from Old Photographs, that's selling well. Mm. I've done lots of presentations with these little film things I make, and again, more friends all the way through to Romford. I was at Romford on Tuesday. They had a lovely corporate evening, enjoyed meeting them, and also on Bedrock, I was on that thing. We enjoyed that. And I mean, when you write a book, you have round about a year of honeymoon. Mm. That means you make use of the time, get out and about, you go on various radio programs, we've done some filming.
Yeah.
And you have to sell the book in the best way you can. They do not come rushing up your front door to buy the book. You have to be out there and let people know what you've written, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whether it's a thriller or silly old history book, which I write, but it has to be out there.
Yeah. And it is one of those things when you got, it's the same as, I always think of writing as the same as having a song out. There's no point saying, well, you've got the best song in the world if nobody hears it or nobody sees it. And we're very lucky now, you do have social media, but a lot of the time, sometimes people can be, it's when you publish, you know, excerpts, yes. There we go, I nearly got it right, from books, or when you give somebody a song, you shouldn't really give away too much for free, because otherwise it's pointless somebody, you know, reading it.
Tease them
with a little bit of the book or with the song. And we did have somebody in, actually, came in a little while ago. She's a fantastic singer, and her dad said, she said she's not on YouTube, she's not on there, because I don't want her, I want her to be fresh, I don't want anyone to see her. So record companies were really interested, because it can work the other way, that you give a little tiny bit but you don't give anything else. And that can work as well for writers. But it is one of those things, once you get a book that's successful or a song, it is word of mouth, because somebody says to you, did you read that book, have you heard of this book, because it's really good. And then it snowballs.
That is the best way.
Yeah.
That really is the best way.
Because if somebody recommends a book to me, I will say, oh, I'm going to read that book, because they really enjoyed it. And that's what you do.
Yes. And if they're quite excited about it, animated, you think, oh, there must be something in it, you know. And yes, you're right. It has to be, fairly subtle. I'm not really keen on these bloggers that come through, they whack maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 per hour. And that puts me off if they're telling you about something. You know, just let it drip through and be subtle. She said.
Looking at me. Right, we're going to take a quick break for a song, and then I've got some ads, and then we're going to come back with a little bit of travel, and then we're back with Sylvia. And we're actually going to be talking about Natasha and Jim from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, so they've got loads and loads of stuff coming up.